I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
Well, Leslie, I'm going to tell you a tale, and I hope you're ready for it off the jump, because today was an emotional whirlwind. So, as you can hear, I'm not well.
I am unwell.
I stayed home from work today, and let me tell you, I slept most of the day and it was lovely. But then in between naps at around noon, when I was eating a sandwich to sustain my bed rotting life that was today, I started Googling, because Leslie and I have some devastating news that turns positive. So spoiler.
You'll
only be devastated for about 2 business days.
We were devastated much longer.
Yeah.
Like multiple days. But
Leslie and I attempted to get pre-sale for Hillary Duff at Red Rocks. And let me tell you, I was fighting for my life.
We know someone who got tickets.
We do?
Yeah. Do you remember? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He got tickets.
Well, he spent a pretty penny, because this is where I have so much love for my coworkers, because they essentially let me not do my job for like an hour and a half.
They're like, nah, girl, you do you.
Yeah. Like, they answered all the phones. They talked to all the adults. At one point, I was explaining something to a parent, because my coworkers were helping someone. And I said, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to get tickets.
I'm just trying to see fucking Hillary Duff. Yeah. So can you hold on 1 second, please?
And he said, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just distracted, but I promise I'll be like better at my job tomorrow.
I think it's like a completely reasonable.
He laughed, and I haven't gotten a complaint from HR yet.
Oh, it was
yet.
A guy.
Yeah.
He didn't understand.
But he thought he probably laughed. Thought it was cute. Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right.
So we get through. I'm waiting on the little man to walk across the screen, and I get through, and it doesn't crash, and it lets me pick the tickets. And the only spot that I could find 2 tickets sitting together for Red Rocks, 3 days before my birthday and 4 days before yours. And I'm like, it's happening. It's here. And then it's $492 for one ticket.
One. One.
I've never spent that much on 2 tickets.
No, that's probably where I draw the line. I mean, I probably draw it before then.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. Like, I think the Halsey tickets were the most expensive thing that I've ever purchased for tickets, because they were like in the high 200s for 2.
For 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, okay.
Bougie.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a lot for me too, mm-hmm. for sure.
But that was like, I had told Craig, like, no matter what.
Right. Like, there are just some things sometimes
that when it comes, I'm going.
Yes. Right.
So Hillary Duff is one of those, but she's not, obviously I did not. There's a limit.
No, that's hard. That's, I mean.
Which kind of broke me a little, because I was like, oh, I'm a millennial that wants to see her, but like, not for that.
But like, can't afford her. I will say that's. Who is it? Was it, there was someone that was like, made their tickets super cheap so people could come. But
there are a couple of artists who like are that. On the affordable side, because they just like doing concerts.
And like, no shade to Hillary.
No.
I'm just saying they were expensive.
So Leslie and I are devastated. I call her. She can't talk because she's at work like a grown person.
Because I was getting lectured.
Yeah. So
that was why I didn't answer.
Yeah. So
crying.
Oh, great. So even a more horrible day. And so then she texts me and she says, I'll call you back later. And then I I'm just like, my coworkers are trying to lift my spirits.
Amber's just like been shot in the corner.
I was like defeated because I've never not gotten pre-sale tickets. So that was new for me.
True.
And so I was like, oh my God, I've had a really good streak. So then my ego was a little bruised. And then I have to be like, oh my God, like,
I'm not going to
say I'm not going to spend that much money. I cannot do it.
Yeah, no. And I wholeheartedly agree. Like, I also could not do it.
No. And so one of my coworkers is being so sweet and she's like, I'm so sorry for your loss. Do you need to like take a minute?
Kind of.
Yeah. And she like would talk to people about it and be like, oh my gosh, it's been a devastating day. Like when they'd come into the office and they'd talk to me, she'd be like, and I was a little like distracted that day, I think, because she like felt the need to explain to people like, Amber's pretty devastated because she didn't get Hillary Duff tickets. And then they laugh at me and make fun of me, but I'm like, no, but like I am.
You don't get it. Like, this is Hillary fucking Duff.
Yeah. And then I have a couple people who get it. Like, I had a coworker who was like, did you get tickets? And we commiserated together because it wasn't happening. And so
I hate to see it.
I'm not well today. I'm taking naps. And then all of a sudden, I just have this moment where I'm like, Red Rocks is a tourist attraction.
Yes, right.
Like, supply and demand is high at Red Rocks always.
No matter who it is.
Supply and demand in Colorado is pretty intense. I actually feel like a lot of people travel to Colorado to like see concerts.
I think I agree with that statement.
Yeah, including our outdoor venues. I think that that's like a destination thing. You know, everybody knows Red Rocks. I feel like anyone who goes to concerts is very aware of Red Rocks. Not to toot our own horn.
Well, even the yellow card tickets at Red Rocks were like 182 a piece or some shit like that.
Yeah. Like, and as someone like, I used to go to Red Rocks once a year. When you told me that, I was like, yeah, girl, that's normal. Like, that's affordable.
Right. But like, I'm going to see them in May and the tickets were like $53 a piece.
Because
and
of it's at the an venue.
Outdoor venue. Yeah. Like,
well, and that's the thing. If you can get lucky and you go to other venues, you're like, oh yeah, I'm like, concerts can be affordable. You just have to like go to like less exciting venues.
Well, it's an outdoor venue. I'm excited. It's a junkyard.
But you know, it's not
Red Rocks. Red Rocks. Totally. Yeah. For sure.
And so in this like fever dream of kind of being sick, kind of being on cold medicine today and like being in and out of taking naps, I feel like I have this like
in and out of consciousness
aha moment. And I'm like, you should look at how far the concert before Red Rocks is.
I will say that is really smart.
Thank you.
It didn't occur to me to like think of this.
So I look and I want to be honest, I looked at like 1 o'clock today, but I was like, I'm going to hold on to the information because I feel like Leslie needs to not be at work and I need to like see if this is possible first and all this stuff. So I check and it's going to be in Utah, like 20 minutes away from Salt Lake City, and tickets for the lawn, because it's an outdoor venue.
Yeah. In July. Perfect.
And tickets for the lawn are $88 and there are still 37% left.
I just got goosebumps. Well, see, I'm okay. I want to hear your story because then I'll tell you what was happening in my real time when you did text me.
So also like looking. So then I was like, okay, affordable, but like how far is the drive? Because we have to factor in a lot of other things when we start talking about going out of state. And so the drive's like 8 hours. We could do that in a day.
Easy.
Like
easy.
We could stop
driving places to my dad's house.
Yeah.
Easy.
We could pack sandwiches. Easy. Like, you know, I'm already a mom packer. Like Craig and I will pack snacks.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to start on the playlist, to be completely honest.
That's your forte 100%. So like we already have good road trip vibes. And then I'm looking and I'm like, okay, well, let's look at like hotels in the area. Like near the venue. So I found a hotel that's like 20 minutes away and it's for a night, it's under $200 and it's like a pretty nice hotel. It's cute. Like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah. Like it's
adorable.
Please
don't dox us.
Yeah.
Please don't come and find us. Maybe we should cut out the name. People are going to know when we're going.
That's true. Good call.
I'm going to cut the name out.
Yeah. So we find a hotel that's under $200 and again, like girl math, I'm like, the tickets are $88 a piece. Like, we are saving money even if we drive.
Left and right. Left and right. Literally everywhere. Everywhere you look.
We're just saving the money. And so I talked to my husband, because that's another thing. I wanted to wait till he got home, and he had a ton of meetings today, so I knew he would not appreciate an interruption in the day about Hillary Duff.
Hey, babe.
I'm like planning out my negotiation. And so he comes home, and I tell him the plan, and he's like, well, let me check my points and see if I can like get you a deal. And like, surprise, surprise, he can. So like, the hotel's like super cheap, and I was like, sick.
Everything is falling in place.
And so I was like, okay, cool. So is this cool with you? Because we're going to be going on a trip, and we'll be getting back the Sunday before this. So it's a lot of like travel. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, as long as your summer gig is okay with you taking the time off, which like they will be.
Yes. I'm telling you guys now.
Manifesting it. He was like, yeah, like as long as you're cool with it, like I'm cool with it. And so then I present you the facts.
You laid it all out.
So how about you take over here? Maybe tell them the facts and then tell us what you were doing.
So I saw it, and my husband is home actually right now. He's normally working, but he got, he's unwell right now. Oh, long story short.
Poor buddy.
And so he isn't working right now. And we were sitting there and we were actually watching the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, so I just got a text from Amber. He's like, okay. Because like the second for me, yes, I was like,
I knew. Yeah. And I knew it was, I was more asking Robbie.
Yeah, right. And I was like, so I'm just going to read you what it says. And
you are more than welcome. Do you want to read it for verbatim? I don't think sure. I gave much away. Just like omit the dates maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, can you? Fuck off. Sorry, not you or the listeners. I was getting attacked by my phone charger. Okay, so here was the text. Okay, hear me out. Hillary Duff will be in Utah on blank date. The lawn tickets at this venue are $88. I would be happy to get this hotel because it's cute and we deserve it. And the drive is about 8 hours, so we could leave, or so we could do that in one day. Leave at 9, get there at 3, on the concert day, sleep in, get home by dinner the next night. And then you sent me the hotel. So I read that to Robbie, right? Yeah. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, I'm singing. I'm already in.
When I tell you that I wrote that text for your husband, not for you. Like, I knew you were going to say yes when you saw the ticket price. That's all you needed.
Oh my God.
Because I gave you a play-by-play of the devastation that I just gave the Explorers. Like, we knew tickets were... We were planning on driving up and just tailgating and listening outside of the venue.
And just sitting outside, yes. Honestly.
Like, that's how determined we were to hear this.
Because this is like a once in a lifetime chance. I don't know how to explain it to somebody who, like, I'm trying to think of someone who's younger or someone older. Like, this is Hillary motherfucking Duff. This is Lizzie McGuire. Elizabeth McGuire.
Yeah, it's her. And she shaped the number of meltdowns I had in a clothing brand store that carried Lizzie McGuire brand clothing. And my mom... Who, guys, we were not a name brand house. I never got name brand stuff unless it was required for my sport. And
nothing wrong with that.
The meltdowns that I had, and the one time she got me a shirt and I took care of it for years. That is the reason I started to learn how to do laundry. Like, I was dedicated to taking care of this shirt. Like, she is... what shaped me.
I remember my bedtime. It was very strict. Mm-hmm. It was like TV off at 8:30. I could read a book until 9, and then I had to go to sleep.
Yeah.
But Lizzie McGuire aired at 8:30. And so once a week, she would let me, because my brother also watched Lizzie McGuire.
It helps that two of you were fighting for this.
She would let us like stay up so we could watch the new Lizzie McGuire episodes at 8:30. Like, oh my
gosh, remember the Aaron Carter episode. I stayed up late to watch that because that was one that came out at 9, I remember. And my parents were at their family, or no, not their family, sorry, their high school reunion. So one of my family friends who has like an older daughter was babysitting me. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom gave me special, because also my bedtime was pretty strict too. Mm-hmm. And I remember my mom gave me special permission to stay up till 9 and go to bed at 9:30 because it was the Aaron Carter Christmas episode. And I think she did it one other time when Steven Tyler was a guest as well. And I think my mom liked Christmases, that because it was, yeah, I think my mom liked that because she knew Steven Tyler and was like, oh, my kid's kind of cool.
Of course, of course.
But like, what episode do you remember? Because I feel like every fan has like one that sticks out.
I love the picture day one. Yes. Where she wears the sweater. But I also love the one where she like helps Kate do cartwheels because Kate like sprained her wrist.
That was when she does the one-handed cartwheel. I thought she ate with that.
I was like, oh my God, jaw to the floor.
Diva.
And then I would say, actually, I changed my mind. This is my number one. When they do the like whodunit party and they all dress up.
Oh, in the pretty dresses.
I love that one. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, and then the
those
movie.
Those are my top three.
Who else, like, sing to me, Paolo. Like, oh my God. Like, and that came out when we were a little older. So the fact that Disney still was able to keep us reeled in for the movie.
Were we older? Because
it was at the end of middle school.
Really? Because what movie did I see that? I thought I saw this movie with my cousin. And I thought she...
Let's look.
Because maybe I'm confusing another memory, because another core memory of when I had to break into a Jeep because we locked the keys in the Jeep.
And were you at the movie theater?
Uh-huh. Oh. And I was little and she
May 2003?
Okay, so we were in fifth grade.
We were?
Yeah, 2001, we were in third grade.
Oh, that's actually a good reference point. I've never thought about
always.
That.
Always. 9/11. I can't. It's very ingrained
Can I tell you, this is how old I am. This is this day old to reference 9/11 to third grade. I've just been living life going, I don't know when I was in school. I just know I graduated in 2011.
That's really the only thing I remember. Actually, that's not true. It's all very trauma-based because I also remember we were in seventh grade in 2007 because my brother was in Afghanistan, my dog died, and my friend Sierra died. So
yeah, that one was rough.
Very traumatic.
All right. You're just better at anchoring like trauma to like timelines. And my brain's like, oh, sweetie, honey, you just need to forget the trauma. Don't worry about
just
it. Don't remember all of it. Yeah.
Forget it. Yeah, don't lay in bed and think about it when you're 30 fucking 3 years old.
Yeah, my brain is literally like, Delulu is the Salulu, girl. You're fine. It was bad, but don't worry about it.
You're good now.
Okay, so then maybe what I'm confusing with the movie is that I watched it until I was significantly older. Maybe that's what it was. Because I watched it before we went to Europe. In junior year, because I just wanted a refresher of how my life was supposed to go.
Real talk?
Yeah.
I still own the DVD.
I watch it in
the room next to me.
I watch it on Disney Plus when my kid's not home.
Yes. I haven't watched it probably in a good, maybe even a decade. It's 10-10. Ooh,
maybe. Cute. Maybe that's something we should do before the concert.
One hundy. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that we have to watch it. Mm-hmm. We have to.
Well, and this is our first road trip. Isn't that crazy?
Excited. And I think that's another thing I'm very excited for. Mm-hmm. I love road trips. I love snacks.
Yeah.
We already talked about the playlist. Like, I love just going. And I think we're going to have so much fun.
Well, and a little part of the narrative that I didn't tell you is that I was also looking at like camping spots because I was like, maybe Leslie would like to camp because I know you've got the setup for your rig and all that stuff. But like camping is atrocious It's so expensive.
It is. Also, there's no way in hell we could get that fucking tent up.
Oh, we'd need a man. Dang it.
No
way. Okay, good. I'm glad I went with the hotel because I was trying to be like, I could be adventurous. Like, and then I was asking Craig, like, where could I shower? And he was like, well, you could go to a truck stop. And I was like, ooh, I was willing to shower in a truck stop.
I mean, we could have made it work, but because we could have just slept. We have a mattress to like fit in the 4Runner. Mm-hmm. So we could have just slept in the car. Yeah. But
but this hotel's so cute.
This is much nicer.
We deserve it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is much nicer. Yeah. This is for our birthday.
Yeah. Like, I feel like this is like a big deal for both of us. And because we both have such like strong ties to this person. Mm-hmm. And like, I think this is not the era to idolize celebrities. I am totally aware of that.
For sure.
But I'm going to be DeLulu for a minute and I'm going to hope that she was like a good person because she like stepped out of a very famous limelight. Like, she was at the same level as like Amanda Bynes and Mary-Kate and Ashley. Like, she was very successful. And I really respect that she stepped away to continue her education and like decide she wanted a family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then
I think she's a pretty
well-rounded person.
Yeah, I think she's a pretty good person. Yeah.
And then like you can tell she's coming back now because her kids are older. Like,
yes.
They're both in middle school or high school and like they're just,
I think she has a baby too.
She does?
I think she has like a 4 or 5 year old. Yeah, she just got remarried.
They have a baby. Okay, sorry. See, I'm saying she's like my favorite and I do follow her on social media. I don't follow a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, I followed her on Instagram for a while.
Yeah, so let's see. Hillary Duff, kids, ages. I don't need to know their names.
So I think one's name like is Luca.
Oh my God. So she's got one that's 13, one that's 7, one that's 4, and she just had a 21-month-year-old. Okay, never mind, okay. Guys.
I was like, I'm pretty sure she's a baby.
I was writing her as an empty nester. No, she's just like an insane mother. Like, oh,
she's a baddie.
My God.
She's ready. She's ready for it. I love it.
She's taking the time she needs, and she's feeling empowered to do it. I love that for her.
I know. Even just like when she announced she was going on world tour, I've started listening just to songs again. Mm-hmm. They're all bangers. We're going to have so much fucking fun.
And I was like mourning it that night. So I like listened to Hillary Duff and then I felt too sad and I was like, oh no. So now I have to like do it in a new mindset of like,
yes,
we need to like
go in.
I know her old shit, but like this new album just came out this year. No clue. Yes.
No clue. We got to catch up.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I think that's the most exciting
thing. I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. And like, guys, what's going to be fun is like, it's our first road trip. I'm sure we will try to like lean into the camera thing like we did for Red Rocks. And maybe we could record like a fun little like road trip montage.
Absolutely. Well, and we're taking Astrid. So, you know, I'm going to be. If I see a cool rock, sorry, we gotta take a little turn real quick.
Hey, girl, we can do it. Like, we have no schedule. This is gonna be so fun.
I'm so excited. I know.
So we just wanted to keep you explorers in the loop and like look out for upcoming content. And I'm sure we'll do an episode all about our travels. I just can't wait.
And let us know if you're in Colorado or even like, because we have a worldwide fan base now.
I know.
Let us know like if you snag tickets to this world tour, if we're gonna be experiencing this together, but like separately.
Yeah.
You know, well, what I mean?
And like we have talked about maybe what we want to wear to the concert and we can keep that a little quiet, little teaser. But like, I don't care if everyone has this idea, it's gonna be fun as fuck.
I know. I'm so excited.
So stick with us. We'll talk more about it. I feel like this is the fun part about like doing this pod with you is just like getting to talk about life experiences. And hopefully this is a little drop of sunshine in a tough time. That's what I always like. That's my mindset whenever we sit down is just to like, let's just be funny as fuck so that we can all giggle for a little bit.
Oh my God. Ooh. I'm still thinking about Punch the Monkey though. Do you know who that is?
No. Oh, the one with the monkey toy and then they were all mean to him and now
I'm devastated.
But did you see they accepted him like 2 days ago?
Yeah. Well, like, but he got beat up by another monkey today.
Oh, he did, because he was getting snuggles from one like an hour ago.
Yeah, no. Well, he's been since adopted, but this morning he got beat up. And he was like hiding behind the stuffed animal. Amber, I'm not kidding. It fucked me up. I've thought about it all day long.
Punch is killing
me.
Punch. Okay. Well, that's not a drop of sunshine, but it's a drop of sunshine because he got relocated.
But I don't want anything to do with Punch, but he keeps showing up on my TikTok. I don't want to see it.
I know. Okay. So can we talk about the, I still feel like it's TikTok trying to like just show us other things.
Yeah.
And great. Maybe it's not great. But I got no. one, I saw one too, where this girl had been like dropping off clothes for a porch goose. Did you see that one?
No.
So she was dropping off clothes to a porch goose and she'd been doing it for a couple of months and she like made the clothes and it just brought her a lot of joy because she noticed that the porch goose like had some old like tattered clothes and so she wanted to like drop off new things for it to wear. And so then she got a gift from the porch goose recently and it was a letter where the porch goose's family explained that she brought a lot of joy to their dad after his wife died, but he had died. And so they were sharing pictures that they took with the porch goose and all of the outfits that she made them. And I'm not kidding, Leslie, it was like an album. It was so thick. They took pictures every time she dropped off clothes. And so he had a lot of like joy doing it. And it was something that his wife really enjoyed and yada, yada, yada. And she's reading the letter for the first time and just bawling her eyes out. And her husband is just like standing there prepared for like the hug that anything? She's going to need when she stops recording.
That's devastating.
I know. I was just like, oh my God. Like I watched it, the same thing with the monkey. I was like, I don't need.
No, I don't want this. I literally said multiple times, I don't want to see Punch. Okay. Why did we name him Punch?
That was also a poor judgment. Rude.
I know. Anyway, sunshine.
Sunshine. Rainbows and daisies. So, Leslie, why don't you tell us about what you are going to talk about tonight? I'm sure it's sunshiny.
Well, kind of. It's fun. So I looked up just some urban legends around here.
Yay.
Around local times. Local times. I found both of these legends on Legends of America.
Ooh.
So the first one, I feel really strange saying this, but like this was the name of the town. It's called Buckskin Joe, Colorado.
Ew.
I hate it. Hate it.
I feel like that's like a sexual innuendo. Ew.
It feels racist to me. I don't know. Oh. I just don't like it. Yeah, anyway.
Too.
But that's what it was called. And this, it was a camp in 1861. And this is in Colorado by Fair Play. Which don't ask me where that is. It's up in the mountains.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that for sure. In this camp in 1861, there was this really bad plague that like went through during the winter. There was a smallpox outbreak and everybody was sick. There was like, most of the town like left. It was just a mining town.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't much. Most of them left, but, the ones who were too sick to leave had to stay.
Oh shit.
And there was this lady who came off of a stagecoach one day and she was wearing silver heels. Now we don't know her name even to this day, but she stayed during this smallpox pandemic and tended, like she went cabin to cabin, would tend to the sick, would dig some of the graves that like she did. It was like all hands on deck. And meanwhile, she just was like this beautiful woman who was always dressed really proper in silver high heels.
Wow. That sounds lovely.
Right. So when spring came and the majority of like the people had either died or were getting better, Silver Heels just like disappeared. She just vanished.
She just came in to help. And then when they didn't need her, she disappeared like a superhero.
Kind of. Oh. Yeah. And like, again, nobody knows her name. We don't know anything about her. Her cabin that she was staying in was completely untouched. Her belongings were still inside, but she was gone.
Can I just real quick? I would love to be this level of mysterious. I think this is so adorable, but I can't be because by the end of the day on Wednesday, 50% of my coworkers knew I didn't get Hillary Duff tickets. Like, I'm an open book. The mystery. 50% of my coworkers. That's not an over exaggeration. People would walk in the office and be like, "How you doing?" And I'd be like, "Pretty devastated, actually."
Don't fucking talk to me.
My coworker would tell them for me, and then they would look at me and be like, "Hillary Duff, huh?"
like, what do you mean, like, Hillary Duff?
I would say 3% of that 50 understood how devastating it was.
sad day. Oh. Silver Heels is like Hillary Duff to these people.
Oh, love. Okay, so Silver Heels Duff leaves without a trace, leaves her shit behind, and the town's just like, all right.
Well, they looked for her, obviously. Mm-hmm. They didn't find anything. So some people thought maybe she like got smallpox and like ended up dying, but they never found a body or anything. So the locals named a peak that overlooked the valley of Buckskin, Colorado. They named it Mount Silver Heels. Cute. So it's like a permanent tribute to her. I know.
That's adorable.
And still to this day, it is a ghost town now, but people say that there you can see like a woman wandering around the town in like silver heels.
Oh my God.
And they say if you like go to her, she'll just kind of like evaporate into nothing.
Wouldn't you love to like ghost explore that place?
Yeah. I think Fairplay is like maybe like 4 hours away.
Okay. Well, you guys, we have a running list of like ideas of places to go. Like, that's on it.
Well, and just wait until I tell you, because while I found this story about Silver Heels, there's another urban legend from this town.
No. Two?
That's like even weirder.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Okay, so this dude we're talking about, his name is Dawson Hidgepath. And he was known to be like super fucking like super eccentric. Everybody knew who he was. He was hot a miner, shit. but he was trying to make a name for himself. Okay. And so like people said that he was like really smart, really charismatic. He lived alone in a cabin outside of town. But like everybody knew who he was.
And everyone like loved him, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he died.
R.I.P.
In the late 1800s, and he was buried in the cemetery. No big deal. But then, people started to like notice like his bones would just like appear, and they would appear at like the brothels. And
oh
they
shit!
Would
so
appear.
Not even just like on top of his grave, like the yeah. dirt's disappearing. Like he literally just was like his bone was like on the
in
bar.
People's beds.
People's beds.
Yeah. They would just show up everywhere. And they would always like bury them back. Like they would go to his grave, they would ungrave it. He would be gone. They'd put him back. They'd whatever. And it just kept happening. So they finally were like so sick of it. They buried him like in a church. And supposedly since then his bones don't appear, but you can still see him. Like being weird and eccentric. And so they think like, was he just being
silly?
This like his prank?
Yeah. He's like, guys. Like, and then when they did that, he was like, okay, oh, I've shit. Scared them way too much. Like this was supposed to be funny. Haha. And I've clearly stepped over a line.
Right. Right.
I'll and just so he's let like, you see right, my ghostly it. Form.
I mean, in someone's bed, that's pretty firm.
I would
that's
be interested to know, like, because, you know, we just get to know the gist of these stories because, like, it's just been retold as many times as it has been, or it's been written down as many times as it has been. But could you imagine the gossip that is going on at this time? Like, the literal, like, and then, of course, we're all trying to, like, figure out, like, if this is, at that time, is associated to, like, this god that they're talking about. And so are they, like, Puritans and freaking the fuck out and being like, oh, my God, the devil? Or, like, are they just chill Probably. And being like, oh, no, it's, like, you know what I mean? Like, is it funny? Is yeah. it them freaking out thinking, like, the bed that it ended up in is, like, cursed?
Well, it was at a brothel.
So,
yeah. I mean, I want to think it's like half and half. Yeah. I want to say there probably were very religious people. But then I also think this was a gold town. So there were a lot of murders and a lot of, you know,
so drunk the energy was just like intense.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. So I bet you people probably thought it was funny. It seems like they thought it was funny now. Anyway, when we read about the urban legend, but so. And so he was just a bonus. I found Dawson because I was looking up Silver Heels.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I think we should go there.
Well, and sure. A little update, because I did tell you before the pod I had two.
Yes.
I talked to my husband, and the human that is willing to let us like come to their home and just like try it out. So mm-hmm. He's going to start talking to him about maybe doing it this summer. Because now the girlfriend's in on it and she wants to do it with us.
Boys.
So.
I'm so excited. It's happening. Can we have someone like record the whole, we need like a ghost adventure situation. We need someone to record us. Who's going to be Billy?
Well, so it might have to be me because my husband is, because I brought it up and I said, you want to be a cameraman? And mm-hmm. He said, no, I will be hanging out with my friend away from you guys. And I was like, okay.
I would say we could ask Robbie, but I feel like he'd be a butthead. So well, I don't.
And honestly, I think my husband would too. And he'd try to like do things to prank us.
Yes.
Yeah. Like.
Right. And we need someone who's going to take this seriously.
I'll be the camera person. I don't need to.
No, we'll just get like
a selfie stick.
Yeah. I've got a few that we can carry around. So. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
I know. So another update, guys. Just keep an eye out and we'll let you know when it finally gets scheduled.
It'll come here one day.
Yep. So that's the ones from this town. Did you have any others that you found?
I have one more.
Okay.
And this, I thought it was funny because those of you who know my dad, not very many, he's a big train guy, right? And so I found a train urban legend.
Okay.
On the railroad, he like works on a railroad for fun. Like it's like a volunteer thing. I don't know. Anyway, and he works on this railroad. So wow, I thought that's was really crazy. Funny.
You have to like really love trains to give them free labor.
I agree. Every time he tells me the things, I'm like,
for free? Get that phone for it. Because it just sounds like what people like back then just were forced to do for nothing.
Got paid to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the location is Marshall Pass.
Okay.
And this is in the Continental Divide.
Yep.
There's this story that starts with an engineer named Nelson Edwards. And he was on the Rio Grande passenger train, and they were going toward the summit when all of a sudden they noticed that there were train whistles from behind them.
Oh shit.
So there was like another train coming behind them.
That's never good.
No. Not at all. Then like you would hear, it sounded like something was like hitting against like the train behind it. Like kept like not like to make it off course, but he just felt like there was like this strange like feeling, this that, like, motion
force. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He like slammed down on his, because he's the engineer, so he's like, I'm gonna speed up. And he said that whistles blared, steam rolled, this went on for like,
oh my gosh, it's like tailgating for trains.
Yes. Ugh. Right. And so there were passengers on the train and they're all freaking the fuck out.
Are they hearing this too, or is it just mm-hmm. okay, so everyone can mm-hmm. hear it? Ugh.
Yes. Yeah. They finally got the train to stop because they were just going at like an uncontrollable speed.
Yeah.
They ended up plunging into a snowbank.
Holy shit.
And so they're preparing for like this second train to like run into them, and nothing happens. So they just crash and they're just sitting there, and there's no other train. There's no train behind them. There's no train in front of them. There's no train next to them. There's nothing. It's just them. And Edwards looks up at his like train window, whatever. And in the window, there was a message written in the fog that said, a freight train was wrecked, as you just saw, but they, well, as you saw, they spelled U-Y-U. Now that you saw it, you will never make another run. If you ever run this road again, you will be wrecked.
The fuck? Yeah. And your dad works around this place for free?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he works around the Marshall Pass. I don't know where Marshall Pass is.
I don't either.
But I wasn't going to read. Like, at first, I just thought it was funny, and I was just going to, like, look it up just for fun. But then the message on the train window,
yeah,
that got me. Yeah. That's creepy.
That spooks. So
that's very spooks.
So what do we think it is? Like,
a ghost train. I think it's a ghost train.
That, like, maybe a ghost train prior, like, crashed, and this is, like, the spirit of the train?
Yeah. That's exactly what I think.
That's terrifying. I've never thought about, like, things holding on to energy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think happened.
I wonder if it's, like, so then it's, is it a, just a train, or do you think it's a train in the crew, and, like, the energy of all of it is what keeps it, like, feeling like it's literally a fucking train presence?
Yeah. Wow. What I hope it's not, I hope they're not, like, I want to think that it's just protection. What's the type of haunting where it's just, it was so traumatic, so it's, it just replays. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, it's not insidious, like, they're not trying to be.
No.
Although that message is kind of rude, so maybe they are.
I think maybe what it is it's a stern warning so people don't try to go on that pass again. And maybe the loop is that they're trying to protect. Like, this shouldn't be a train track anymore. And so if they can, like, haunt it and scare people, maybe they'll stop sending trains on it. You know? Someday. Absolutely. I mean, obviously.
You would hope.
But who knows?
Marshall Pass is very close to my dad.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's by Uray.
You need to ask him.
So, yeah.
Be like, anyway, have you heard any, I know, like, have you heard any stories? Like, just really get him talking about trains.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really close to my dad. Okay. Anyway. Honestly, that area, I think we've talked about it before. That area is supercharged.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't wait until.
Well, and it's just a lot of, like, energy, because even when you come back talking about, like, even just the stories of, like, being in the area, the people are a lot of, like, energy too, for being such a small town, like,
oh yeah, it's a super, it's
you know, like, a lot of people complain that Colorado's overpopulated, but we're just in the popular area of Colorado. Yes. There are places in Colorado that are as tiny desolate as they were when they were founded. Yep.
Oh yeah, you go up in the mountains, find some of the, like, some of them, if you drive through their town, they'll come and, like, sit out on their porch.
Yeah,
and, like, watch you leave. It's terrifying.
Yeah, Craig and I went through one of those, and it was, like, unfortunately not very, like, wealthy either, so it was, like, a lot of trailers, like, put together, and, like, a lot of, like, homemade homes that you're like, ooh, this is, like, what you could find
different. Like, this is way,
you did not make an order with life. A Home Depot, and they did not deliver it to you. Like, this is very
no mortgage. I bet they're living full free,
but they didn't look really stoked.
I just don't think they liked us either.
Like, my car. No, so it's and we definitely went through, and Craig was, I'm very lucky my husband is a trip planner, and so I just get to be a passenger princess and go along for the ride. He'll probably still try to, like, you know, so what route are you going to, like, in a couple weeks, I bet he'll, or maybe not weeks, maybe a couple months, he'll start talking about routes and yada yada, and I'll be like, oh, Leslie's got it. Like, I have to let him know that I'm also your passenger princess.
Robbie already was looking. He's like, most of the drive is through Wyoming, so, like,
we'll be fine.
Yeah, he already looked it up.
We've done this before. Yeah, see, so our husbands are cut from the same cloth. So, because my husband will start to try to give recommendations.
As I have Android Auto, I can map our route.
It's
be fine. Yeah, I'm not worried.
Very interesting with the area, just because, like, you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know the vibes, you know the vibes of the towns around it. And like, I think that's why these stories can survive in small towns, because like everybody is telling everybody. Like, when your dad moved where he moved, I'm sure he was looked at as an outsider for a while until he like involved himself in the community. But like, they've probably filled him in on so much like small town weird shit, like that you just have to know to live there.
Yes, he's funny. We watched a couple of like alien videos and like, you know, he's in. It's pretty funny.
Which is like impressive.
I know. Like, I never would have thought.
It's just proof that you need to be around it. Like, the second that you open your world to anything different, like, you can be persuaded.
Literally.
to believe.
When the powers are strong enough, like, yeah, it's pretty nuts. But he's all in. I'm like, okay. Like, cool. Me too.
You're going to have to ask him if there's like weird stuff about the trains. Like, see if he knows.
Okay.
This. That would, I mean.
When yeah. I talk to him.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Leslie, that was so good.
Thanks. Just a little fun spooky stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, I love that. Can I real quick give you an update? Sorry, I'm full of updates this
episode. We love the updates.
More weird shit's happening at the house.
Do tell.
So I went to leave to go to yoga, and I back out of the driveway. And my backup cam stays on when I pull into drive. It's never done really? That before. Never done it before. And I don't have one of those fancy ones that some people have where they like to watch behind them. That's actually like freaks me out when that happens. Cause I'm like, what?
A camera like, mirror? Yeah.
Yeah. So it stayed on and I was like, oh my gosh. So I pulled over and I was like, well, I'm going to turn my car off and then turn it back on. And then when I pulled over, the screen went black. And then it stayed black for a minute. And then I like put it in park and I was literally about to push the button and then it popped back on and it rebooted itself. It started over from like, normally it gives me a warning about paying attention while you drive. And then it weirdly asks you to click a button to continue. And you're like, aren't I supposed to be paying attention? This seems counterproductive to make me click a button when you're saying like, be careful. And then it'll like boot up my CarPlay. And like, it did a whole reboot and like acted like I had just turned the car on again when it was still idling.
Okay, so you know, I'm a believer 100%.
Yeah.
But I just gotta ask this, just because I'm sure someone in the audience is like, do you have a recall on your car? Like, to your knowledge,
I just checked today. Yeah, because what is lovely about having a Toyota is that there's a Toyota app that mm-hmm. shows you
there is.
If there's a they don't have to email me. Like, nope. I wouldn't be surprised if my car told me there was a recall. Like, it'll say like maintenance required constant, like, you know what I mean?
Right,
and it won't go away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, if my phone updates, my car updates, like,
that's nice.
They're all tied together. Yeah. And so, yeah, I don't know. We're going, cause it did have like the maintenance required light on, but we waited because we were waiting for my car to get fixed from the accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're taking it to get the oil changed and all that stuff this upcoming weekend. And my husband was like, well, tell him about the electrical stuff. Like, mm-hmm. maybe your battery's on the fritz. And I've already decided I'm going to pull up and I'm going to say, please change the oil and rotate the tires as you normally do. And also, my husband is telling you to look into the electrical, even though I already think I know what it is. And it's not something that you guys can fix. And then if they ask what?
Yeah, then you can tell like, them. Right. But I think it's good.
It's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
They might like lock me up. I might not say that, but I really don't want to have to like sit and like talk to a car guy about something that they're going to look at there and be like, I don't know why it's doing it. Cause it's like, I do. It's fine.
Well, yeah. If they can't give you a reason, then you can just be like, okay, thanks. You just confirmed what I already knew. But yeah. I think it's probably a good idea to just double check there's not something happening. But you know me, like, I'm a believer. So like,
yeah,
I hate that. I just hate the car. I wish that he would choose something like that's less
menacing.
Yeah. I hate the car. I didn't like the garage door, but like, I almost prefer the garage door to the car when it's in motion.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, well, and I think that that's where I've decided, like, while I still think this is a joke and funny, haha, and like, whatever, like, I'm probably going to cleanse the car this week too.
Good.
And just like, leave. Maybe it just needs to move on. And like, now this needs to be a more firm boundary instead of a you're stupid.
You know that he loves a boundary.
Yeah. So.
But
that's the update. But I thought it was good with the spooky stuff that you were telling us about too. It is good.
No, it's perfect. It's ghost trains, ghost cars.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, the energy is really
intense.
It's interesting how it gets stuck. And it's interesting how something as positive as like a flamboyant person and a lady in silver heels can like make it such a fun sounding place to go. And then a ghost chain makes it sound like
terrifying.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I do think Fairplay is oh yeah, that's where South Park is. That's the South Park town. I don't know why I just realized that.
I've driven through it.
Yeah, so have I. It's actually not that far from us.
Yeah,
we should definitely go there.
Yeah, well, and then we could like do like a fun like hot springs moment for just us.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, cute. We'll put it on the list.
I have so many lists. Well, thanks for letting me blab.
Well, thanks for looking into it, Leslie. That was really fun.
Yes, absolutely. Hopefully you guys got a little spooked, got a little goosey bumps between one of these updates, like us about to experience a life-changing thing, the ghost train, the ghost car, fucking bones in your bed. Like, let us know. There's a lot of options, a lot of different
There's
times.
Something in there for everybody. Yeah, like we've really touched a big audience here, guys. So thank you for coming along for the ride.
Thanks so much. And on that note, if you have nothing else to say, and I have nothing else to say, we will spook you next Tuesday. Bye.